An overworked team of Grant County officials and Native Americans are patrolling round the clock to keep sacred and sensitive sites protected on miles of exposed Columbia River shoreline. The drawdown of water behind the damaged Wanapum Dam and nearby Rock Island Dam has exposed lots of rocky shoals. But as correspondent Anna King reports, newfound bones are churning up old questions.
Kennewick Man's prehistoric skeleton was found nearly 20 years ago in the Tri-Cities on a July day. Now, another set of possibly ancient remains has been discovered on the newly exposed shore of the Columbia River. It's near the resort town of Crescent Bar, and there is some fear that even more ancient remains could be found. Guy Tassa is the lone physical anthropologist for Washington State. He's been sent to Grant County to determine the growing workload. Officials need to make informed decisions whether to further study or repatriate remains and artifacts to Northwest tribes for reburial. Rex Buck Jr. is the leader of the Wanapum Band of Native Americans in the area. He says the state and county are doing a respectful job for his people under the circumstances. The prehistoric Kennewick Man was tussled over in courts for about a decade. I'm Anna King in Richland.